T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. In for Rebecca Corral. I'm Dan Nitchinson. Here's what's happening right now. The governor of California addressing the latest case of coronavirus in the state, which remains something of a mystery. KCBS's Jim Taylor with the details.
The latest from Governor Gavin Newsom.
As of today, and I say as of today at this hour, we have 33 confirmed positive tests for the virus.
He says 5 of those have left the state, leaves 28 California cases, most of those from that cruise ship, but of real concern, the new case.
The case yesterday, understandably, generated a lot of attention, but we knew this was inevitable.
This particular case could be the first possible instance of community transmission of COVID-19 in the United States, and it's here in California.
Director of the California Department of Public Health, Dr. Sonia Angel.
It's an individual in Solano County who is receiving care in Sacramento County with no travel history and no known exposure to somebody with confirmed COVID-19.
She stresses the risk to the general public remains low. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Fears of the coronavirus have millions around the world wearing face masks, but trying to buy one in the Bay Area, that is very, very difficult. As KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports, demand is so high, suppliers can't provide enough of them. And Jeffrey joins us now live.
Yeah, hi, Dan. Outside a local CVS pharmacy in San Rafael, I ran into a man named Shoto who was looking to buy a face mask.
I'm trying to get a mask for my wife because my wife is going to go back to China next month because her father's in the hospital where she does cancer surgery.
He spent all morning driving from one place to another.
I went to the customer there to Rite Aid, Walgreens, CVS, all over. I can't find it.
At Peeny Hardware in Novato, owner David Young says
they're hard to get. We have people daily coming in looking for them. We had some high-end reusable ones, and we sold the last one of those about 3 days ago.
Really?
What's the issue? Just supply. So we sell 3M masks, and they're trying to make them as fast as they can.
Right.
Now there's competition. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recently said it needs 15 million masks for distribution to medical facilities and for standby purposes. We're told manufacturers are working 24/7 to crank them out. Reporting live in Novato, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
All right. Thank you, Jeffrey. Make sure you stay tuned to KCBS for the latest on this story as it continues to develop. Well, despite Google buying up just about everything in sight in downtown San Jose, there's still a sizable vacancy rate. KCBS's Mike Holgan tells us landlords are having a tough time finding tenants for smaller office spaces.
If you're trying to find a tenant for a building, size matters.
It's easier to find a 500,000 square foot tenant than it is to find a 5,000 square foot tenant because the 5,000 square foot tenants are not growing like they used to.
Mark Ritchie, president of Ritchie Commercial Real Estate, says company needs have changed.
The projects that are being built in downtown San Jose and greater Silicon Valley, their specific target is for very large technology users. Nobody is building office buildings for the small to mid-sized tenant market. There's no money in that from a landlord-developer's perspective. But the existing stock of buildings, of which there were the mass of which were built for that market starting whenever, 1960s, 1980s being the boom of that, it's not that easy to find the multi-tenant market tenants you need to fill those buildings. So we do have some endemic standing vacancies in that category.
In downtown San Jose, Mike Holgan, KCBS.
And officials in the Oakland Unified School District continue to weigh whether to cut back on the district's police force As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, it's something that activists have wanted for years.
The school-to-prison pipeline is real, says Desiree Mims with the group Black Organizing Project, or BOP.
It's either you obey and you act right, or you're criminalized. And as anybody knows, if you look at data, once you have interactions, you're funneled through the system, and it's very hard to get out.
She says she did, after several interactions with police in school, and ultimately an expulsion, but not everyone does. That's why she'd like to see more counselors and support staff instead of officers. John Sasaki speaks for Oakland Unified.
But the question is, if you eliminate the police department from the school district, what happens to all the calls for service? We get thousands of calls for service from the schools every year. And so where do those calls go and who responds?
BOP Executive Director Jackie Byers has an answer.
If there is an emergency where police need to be called, just like the fire department needs to be called, it should be an emergency situation. You don't have firefighters standing around waiting for a fire.
But Sasaki says the OPD has told them they would be overwhelmed by calls coming from the schools. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.